Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Tony Robbins says, you don't need any special reason to feel good. You can just decide to feel good right now, simply because you are alive, simply because you want to. Hello, inspired listeners. You are the inspired and the inspiration. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Inspired Living Radio. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector here in Seattle, Washington. And if you want to explore and discover through mind, body, and spirit, please visit me online at marklanehart.com or just do an internet search and do a little prospecting for me under the Intuitive Prospector, and let's go prospecting through the summer. Want to let you know real quick that there's a big upcoming event here in 2 weeks in Kent, Washington. It is the largest regional summer wellness fair called the Conscious Wellness Expo, and it's hosted by BEPC, which is the Boeing Employees Paranormal Club. And you're in for a treat. I'll be there next Saturday, July 22nd. So come by and say hi to me. Get a reading. There'll be some of the best local readers, healers, and vendors in the Pacific Northwest. It is a free event. Great free speakers, hourly door prizes, and plenty of free parking, plenty of fun. For more information on that event, you can go to marklanehart.com and click on the link there. Or you can go to bepcweb.org. for more information, and I would love to hang out with you at the Conscious Wellness Expo next Saturday, July 22nd in Kent, Washington, all day from 10 to 4 at the Kent Commons. And my co-host Kim Falcon, live in Richmond, Virginia, is here with us. Hello, Kim. How are you this fine afternoon?
Hello, Mark. Hello, inspired listeners. I'm doing great this afternoon. It's a little hot and muggy out here in Virginia, but we're making it through. And I'm excited to be here. We got a great show ahead of us today, as Mark said. I'm here in Richmond. I do have offices here as well as in Encino, California. For my practice, my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen. And if there is anything that I can do to help support you in your life through a healing, hypnotherapy, or even a reading, I would love to do that. You can find me at lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements coming up for myself as well. I will be doing readings at the Edgar Cayce Association of Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach next Saturday, the 22nd, from 9 to 5. If anybody's in that area and like to stop by and say hi or get a reading, I'd love to read for you. It's an absolutely beautiful location, and it's a real inspiring place to be. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also going to be at the Healers Village Expo, with a booth there at Virginia Beach, and August 12th and 13th, I'll be doing readings. I'll have a booth there, and I'm also going to be doing a workshop. You can check my website under events for more information. And lastly, I just posted a new blog post on my site, lovefirst.info, where I answer the question from my perspective, of course, on the difference between our soul and our higher self. It's a question that comes up a lot, and it was one that was an interesting process for me to write about. I hope you enjoy it. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us. Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can interact with us, and you can also learn about upcoming shows. You can send through your questions there. But you can also listen to all of our archives. So all of our live shows move to the archives on podcasts, on demand, and you can find them on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, marklanehart.com, lovefirst.info. You can also call in live with your questions every week on every show, whether it's for us or our guest. The number is 202-570-7057. And this month, the month of July, we do have an inspired affirmation that is, I can tap into a wellspring of inner happiness anytime I wish. And I love that because it just reminds us of what is already within us. Back to you, Mark.
Well, and I love that too, Kim, because that's why I opened up with the Tony Robbins quote out of Tara's book. So I thought that all kind of coincided all together. And, you know, it's interesting. We love our inspired listeners, don't we, Kim, all around the world. We have a global audience, and right now we have 1,111 members. So we were a 1111 that somebody pointed out, which is a very big angel number.
Yep.
And we're in a very interesting week as well. Do you know what's going on this week?
What's going on?
From a numerology standpoint, you're like, what? So I just want to say happy palindrome week to everybody. What that means is the date all this week reads the same forward as it does backwards. So if today is 7/12/17, you can read it frontwards and backwards. It's the same number, and that's called a palindrome. And it's going to happen all week. We just came off a full moon cycle, and Inspired Living Radio now has 1,111 inspired listeners all around the world. So thank you guys for listening in. Thank you for being a part of our global spiritual community. But I thought I'd just point that out real quick. And speaking of blog posts.
Wait, Mark, 1 second. What does that mean, numerology-wise? So we can read it frontwards and backwards. What does that mean, the energy behind that?
Yeah. From an energetic standpoint, that means that there's a lot of things that can happen this week that can really set you forward, may set you back. It's the infinity energy of, you know, we're in the seventh month, but in numerology we're in an eighth month as far as numerology goes. So there can be a lot of ups and downs this week based on the full moon cycle, based on it being a palindrome week, because you don't get palindrome weeks very often where you have it, you know, throughout the whole week. So it's just a lot of energy of flow. And again, staying positive, of course, but just be open-minded that, you know, you could have some changes this week and be open to those changes that come at you. That makes sense?
Boy, okay. Sure does.
And speaking of a blog post that's out, our guest, Tara Mackey, who is a blogger herself, she has a blog called The Organic Life. We're going to be speaking with her for the next 45 minutes on her wonderful book that she was so kind to send out to me, and I was able to read, and she autographed it for me. So thank you, Tara, for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But she is a certified lab analyst. She's an environmental technician. And back in 2012, she started her blog called The Organic Life, and that's where she continues to share her natural living advice with readers. In addition to blogging, she is also a musician, an agency model, and an actress, and she is a regular contributor to Mind Body Green, Happiness and Well-Being, Pop Sugar Fitness, Lucky, and True Luxury Life. She is in Los Angeles, California, so Kim's when she's over on the West Coast, so Kim's area. And I just want to welcome you, Tara, to Inspired Living Radio. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here for the next 45 minutes. I loved your book, and I'm ready to talk all about your book, so welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Thank you both. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you.
Yes. Well, here on Inspired Living Radio, it is our job to inspire our listeners all around the world and have interesting topics. And I thought that your book cured by nature, and we'll get more into details about that and where people can check that out and get the good read. But really what caught my eye is I love your approach in the book about how you approach everything from not necessarily taking medications, because that's what we want to do in the Western society, right, is get prescribed medications, but more of a natural approach to how we can heal from the inside out, from, you know, wellness to different cleanses, to beauty, to fitness, to health, to, you know, DIY for better health topics. Mm-hmm. So introduce yourself. We're going to be going to break here in just a few minutes, but it's a good time to introduce yourself to the global audience, all the Inspired listeners all around the world. And if you have questions for us, please give us a call. If you're in the United States, the number is 1-202-570-7057. If you are outside the United States, just head over to Facebook, ask to join Inspired Living Radio, and post your question there, and we'd love to bring it live to air. Tara?
Hi, Inspired listeners. I am Tara Mackey, best-selling author and founder of The Organic Life. I am so excited to talk to you guys today about my story, my book, and healthy living in general. So definitely call in if you have any questions.
And where can folks pick up your book? What's some of the biggest outlets?
You can get my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com. You can get the book from me if you want it signed.
Like I do, like my copy, my own copy signed by you.
Like your copy, yeah.
Yes, but I'm not giving my copy away, so you got to get your own copy. So I really enjoyed this book because I've had my own journey of self-healing, and I know a lot of our listeners out there, and I know Kim as well. We've all gone through our trials and our tribulations, and where to turn for, where you turn to for help, and how to heal from the inside out. So what really inspired you? We're going to be coming up on our first break here any second, but what was the inspiration behind writing the book besides your life story where you actually sat down and said, I want to write this book? Oh, hold that thought. There's our whistling.
Sure.
We're going to be back in a few minutes with our very special guest, Tara Mackey, talking about the book, Cured by Nature, here on Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
There are many sounds in your daily life, ones that make you smile, ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Our very special guest today, Tara Mackey, with her book, Cured by Nature. I opened the book, the first page, and it says, dig yourself out of depression and learn to love yourself starting now. Tara, how do we do that?
You know, I honestly feel like the first thing is conquering all of our limiting beliefs. And I talk about this in the first chapter because we have so many belief systems that until we break them down, we don't realize are really affecting our lives. So some of my limiting beliefs were, you know, I believed other people determined how I felt. I believed I was a victim of circumstance. I believed that I was sick, that I was born sick, and that I might always be sick, and that I would need medication, pharmaceutical medication, to treat that for the rest of my life. None of those things turned out to be true.
Isn't that always the case, right? And before we went to the break, what was the inspiration where you sat down and you wanted to share your story with the world in this book called Cured by Nature?
You know, what was interesting was I was sharing it on my blog, The Organic Life, for about 2 years. My whole journey, my road trip out from – I grew up in New York. My road trip out from New York to California, I kind of documented my journey into healthy living and taking supplements and replacing these pharmaceutical drugs with their natural alternatives. And my publishing company, Skyhorse, actually came to me. They found my blog, they emailed me, and they asked if I had ever thought about writing a book. So that's how that process got started.
Very interesting. How long did it take you to write this book?
3 months.
3 months. Wow. Good for you. That's pretty quick turnaround. And you have a background too. You talked about mindfulness. You talk about the science behind it. I know that you studied biology and worked. What's an MLT at Cornell? What is an MLT?
Medical laboratory technician. So I basically worked in labs, anywhere from fertility labs to my last job was actually analyzing asbestos samples for New York public schools. So I had a what we call a scope job, a microscope job for at Cornell for a few years, and then I worked at a small environmental lab doing the same work.
Very cool. So you approach it with a science background, you approach it from a mind background, but you also approach the book with your own experiences where you go into detail and share your journey, which I always love books like that because, you know, going through those experiences that you went through and the journey that you've been on, it helps us to relate because a lot of us have been on that same journey. And I know with what you're currently doing with this best-selling book, Cured by Nature, you're also a soul singer and a global motivational speaker. I know that you're the founder and CEO of The Organic Life and that you were just recognized as San Diego's most admired CEO in 2017. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much. That was really fun.
And so tell me about the motivation of the global motivational speaking and speaking about the book. Are you including other topics as well in conjunction with the book?
Yeah, I mostly speak about topics in the book, my own life, and I'm working on the next book, so a few topics that I'll touch on in the next book too. It's all self-help. It's about change from within. It's about taking our power back and really realizing what things in life are holding us back individually because, you know, we're all human, and so our problems come down to just a few. You know, everyone basically has the same issues that they're dealing with, some more severely than others. And it's about helping people recognize that and getting back to balance and what I call the true self.
Yeah, and you know, especially right now because life is, you know, very stressful. It can be overwhelming, difficult to cope with. It says that you're an activist as well. What type of activist are you?
So I do activism for environmental work mostly. So I actually have a partnership with Lonely Whale Foundation and a few other foundations where I really care about, you know, saving the planet and saving the oceans. Mm-hmm. So that's where my heart lies. I also have two pit lab mixes. So I'm a really big animal and adoption advocate as well. So those are the two, my little passion projects that I, on the blog and through my social media, I constantly am trying to educate people about.
Yeah, and that's in the activism I bring up because today was a historic event. I don't know if you read the news down in Antarctica about the biggest piece of ice breaking off the size of Delaware. actually broke off
Yep.
officially and is now floating, down there in Antarctica. And a lot of people don't think about that from an activism standpoint
Yep.
or you know, Mother Earth, but I'm the same way. I'm very conscious and awake of what's going on around our planet. And that's a big deal because it does, you know, indicate global warming. It does indicate rising oceans, and it does indicate, you know, an iceberg the size of Delaware is floating and could, you know, end up being in the shipping lane. So, and
Yeah.
it's history. It's never
It
been seen
will.
before. Yeah, and you know, just
It
being
will.
mindful of
And
what's
the
going
great
on around the. Go ahead.
Barrier Reef is also dying. They reported this year. I don't know if I want to throw that bad news out there, but it's visceral at this point. It's not just people saying it's getting warmer. It's the effects of what that means and how that's affecting our
Exactly.
planet. Coral that have been there for millions of years are dying, you know. So
Yeah. And
and it's
as a
funny because
certified
the
diver, I
article that
definitely
I
recognize
read,
that.
I just dived for the first time actually in the retreat I'm doing in Huahine in November. I went there about a month and a half ago, and I did my first dive and snorkel and swam with sharks and in the coral reefs. And I'm very passionate about protecting them, especially since then, because you know they've been around a lot longer than us, and they have a lot to teach us.
Yeah, it's a terrestrial world when you drop down into the big blue, as we say. So let's get into how we can apply, because our listeners out there want to know, okay, it's a chaotic world. We've got, you know, icebergs breaking off. We've got coral reefs dying. We've got all sorts of
Yeah.
political and religious chaos. How do we get into the inspiration? How do we get into the healing? How do we dig deep into your book? And how can nature benefit us in connecting with nature? Because your book is based on Cured by Nature.
Yeah, so nature has so many. So everything we need, every drug you've ever taken in your life is derived from something natural. So everything we need to heal, everything we need to get better, everything we need to address whatever problem we're going through is already here for us. It doesn't come in an orange bottle. I'm not saying psychiatric medication and antibiotics are bad for you. Of course not. But clearly, the country is over-medicated. Walgreens alone last year sold enough drugs for every single man, woman, and child in America to be on three different medications at once, just Walgreens. So, I mean, I think that alone is an indication that we're clearly an over-medicated society. So, getting back to nature, asking your doctor, or doing your own research, or pulling books off the shelves. I love reading books before the 80s and 90s because they tend to have better, more clean, less cleaned up information in them as to what truly is there to kind of heal your body. So for me, the first thing I did was actually there were books on natural healing on my shelf for years that I had just ignored for many, many years. I'm an avid reader, but they weren't of any interest to me until I made this kind of mind shift into I'm gonna do what's best for me and do what's best for my body. And then those books just kind of were begging me to be read. So that was my first step, was just doing my own kind of deep dive into what this means. And I feel like when you open your mind up and you open your soul up to that experience, the answers come to you. So I would open these books and they'd have, you know, solutions to pain or solutions to anxiety or solutions to depression in them that were sitting on my bookshelf the whole time while I was waiting at a pharmacy to fill an antidepressant prescription. And I don't think those things just happen. I think the universe really aligns for you when you're trying to do better for yourself. So that's really my first piece of advice, is to just approach things with a slightly different mentality, with a more optimistic mentality. It's easy. I mean, we could talk about crap that's happening in the world till kingdom come, but I think focusing on the positive and focusing on what really needs to be improved for ourselves personally is a great first step.
Well, and I love the quote in your book, "The earth supplies me with everything I need," because I don't think a lot of people are thinking in that way. And certainly there's an education process that takes place with that, just like with you, because we're seeking, advice from our doctors here, and the first thing that they do is prescribe medication. But it's really our responsibility, I think, to kind of understand what our options are, because they're not necessarily going to point us in that direction. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves in the way that you did. Now, I know, Terry, I mean, you come from a very, very fascinating background from, you know, your entrance into this world to where you are now, just having read through your book. It's really something. You want to talk to our listeners a little bit about your background, because there's a whole lot there that makes you you. And I think it'd be really great for our listeners to know that.
Definitely. I'm happy to share
that,
because I think it's definitely, yeah. I mean, that's, for me, that's kind of the point. It doesn't really make sense. My decisions don't make a lot of sense unless you know that. So for me, I was born on drugs. My parents knew each other because my biological father was my mother's drug dealer. So I was born on cocaine. I was in rehab for the first 2 weeks of my life. And my mother suffered from drug and alcohol addiction my entire childhood, and actually overdosed in front of me on heroin when I was six. So she survived that overdose very fortunately, because I called my grandparents, who came and kind of whisked me away before they called 911. And they ended up getting custody of me that same year. So I went from living with a, you know, full-time drug addict to living with my grandparents and having to testify against my mom in court when I was 6 years old, and not having my biological father in the picture the entire time on top of it. So my grandparents went really out of their way to make sure that I was on the straight and narrow. And they, you know, they told me every single day, you're never going to do drugs. You're not going to turn out to be your mother. And I'd seen drugs ruin her life, so I didn't have any intention of doing drugs. When I was 13, my mother actually relapsed in front of me again. And my grandparents, somebody suggested to them that they bring me to a psychiatrist. Now, I'd been going to therapy this whole time. It's a great success, actually, talk therapy. But for some reason, somebody suggested that they take the psychiatric route. So they brought me to a psychiatrist about in the same month.
Oh, Tara, just one moment here. We definitely
no
want
problem.
To hear the rest of this. So make sure everyone stay with us. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to continue this conversation and hear Tara's background, because it really is quite something that we can all learn from. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Tara Mackey. So, Tara, you were in the middle of your conversation when we went to break about your grandparents deciding to send you to a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. So they sent me to a psychiatrist the same month that my mom relapsed in front of me when I was 13. And the psychiatrist prescribed me an adult dosage of lithium, which is an antipsychotic they've used mostly on women since, like, at least the 1950s is when it was most popular, but they still use it today. And so I started that at 13 years old, the summer before high school. And it's, you know, it, actually after that, I got medicated pretty rapidly. That drug got switched to another mood stabilizer. I got put on pain medication for scoliosis and diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and got put on muscle relaxers and then got put on ADD medication. And by the time I was in my early 20s, I was on 14 pharmaceutical drugs a day.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now, I mean, okay. Where do you – that's a very – I mean, that's quite a background there, and but as we know, all very purposeful to where you are today on your path. So you had every opportunity to choose a different path, one that could have been very destructive, but you didn't.
Correct.
So where and how did you find hope and the guidance to move down a more healthier path?
Well, you know, I've never weighed over 110 pounds. So to be on that many drugs was really shutting my body down. I mean, I was in the hospital every few weeks for major organ infections and things that happen when you're taking that many drugs and super dehydrated and working, you know, so many hours that you're sitting at work. I mean, that was my life. So and in New York City, where it's extremely competitive and everyone expects you to work like that. So I think it honestly just all happened at once. The tipping point for me was actually my best friend in January of 2011 took her own life. And I saw from that experience not only what that did to me, but what it did to her parents and our circle of friends. And it wasn't my first funeral. It wasn't my first experience of death. It was probably one of the closest people to me that had died. But for me, it was just like, okay, well, that didn't solve anything. I mean, I, you know, at first, of course, I dealt with it in a very unhealthy way. But I think eventually it inspired me to really realize that this is not what I want for myself. Like, I can't, nobody's going to be planning my funeral. Like, I don't want to die. I want to live a life beyond my wildest dreams. And I think everyone who's suicidal actually does, because you get so frustrated that what you picture is not matching up to your life, that's where that frustrated feeling comes from. And I wanted to conquer that feeling. I didn't want to let that feeling rule me anymore, because it had done that for my whole memorable life. So I think that's really where the inspiration came from. And then the drive came from just when you start to do things and you actually feel better, you want to keep doing them. I mean, when I woke up in the morning and I didn't feel like crap anymore, or I didn't need to reach for a bottle of pills every time I felt an uncomfortable emotion, like, that's a really good feeling. That's a win. So the more you do that, and if you thrive off of the feeling of being a better person than you were yesterday, which I think most of us do, I mean, that's inspiration in and of itself. So once you start, I feel like it's really hard to stop on the road to self-improvement.
That is a great message to drive home, is just how once you start feeling good, because that's all anybody wants in life, is to feel good and to feel better and better. That's a great motivation to keep doing the right things. So you talk a lot about, I mean, Now, as if that wasn't enough, what you just described, but I remember going in your book where, reading in your book where you were not treated very well by some group of friends, and all of these things combined, which is just one thing after another. So needless to say, I mean, you've got a pretty courageous soul for the path that you've chosen on this in this lifetime, but the beauty is, and what I think is so great for our listeners to hear, is that you can come from a background like that and make just beautiful strides in life where you're actually touching the lives of the masses as you are today with your book and the work that you're doing. You talk a lot about having suffered from anxiety and depression. And that is, those are two very common experiences today. I feel like a lot of people are doing that. Experiencing that. So how did you overcome that? How can somebody who's listening to this do the same in a natural way?
So there are certain supplements that actually support your body on the way to being in a positive mood. So there are so many things that go into our moods. It's not just you pop a pill and feel better. And even I think most people take medication because they want an easy solution, but it's not always a solution. So for me, it's like find the real solution, find the thing that at the end of it, it's actually going to make you feel better. So I have a few kind of go-to tactics. One, as I was saying at the beginning of this, is supplements. So let's say serotonin is the issue and antidepressants have helped you in some way, shape, or form in the past. There are natural precursors to serotonin like 5-HTP, like COQ10, like St. John's wort that actually will boost your serotonin naturally. So if that is the issue, if that's all it is a chemical imbalance for you, then taking those short-term should, or long-term, but they should help in a short period of time because that's exactly what those supplements do. One of my other favorite ways to combat depression and anxiety for me was meditation. So my anxiety was diagnosed at 16, was the first time I went on medication for anxiety, and it was very real. Like, I'm not saying I never had these things. I'm saying I've conquered them with these tools. So I definitely had anxiety. I had social anxiety. I had anxiety from some of the medication I was on as a side effect. And for me, I didn't realize until I started meditating where my anxiety was coming from. And here's what happened. The first time I sat down and meditated, I mean the very first time, I realized that I couldn't breathe. I was breathing in, like, my normal breathing was completely panicked. And I'd been breathing that way for years and years and years and just reinforcing to my body that this is normal, you know, when it's not. Like, I couldn't let out a full breath without it being kind of staccato and stagnating and gasping for another one. Like, that was my normal breathing. So I realized I don't have anxiety. I need to figure out how to breathe. Like, I don't even know how to breathe. Of course I'm panicked all the time. So meditation is a huge, huge tool that I use all the time. And then, like, fighting stagnation. For me, like, I hate being sedentary. I can't sit at a computer for a long period of time. I'm always kind of switching between my desktop, my laptop, and, like, my phone outside. And because I love movement, because anytime that you're moving, one, it's hard to think about the stuff you're depressed or anxious about. And two, you're naturally giving your body endorphins, and you're naturally really helping your body figure out what's going on. You're moving, you're getting your blood flowing. Like, that's healthy for us. That really actually has been proven to improve mood and improve health more than anything. So get up and get outside. I mean, I know it sounds simple, but a lot of people just don't. I didn't do it. I sat inside for years and years. I took jobs where I was in a windowless building for 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to make you depressed. That's going to make you anxious. It just is. So our third eye, you know, the melatonin, and our third eye needs sunshine. Like, if we don't get that, literally, you know, studies have shown that people get depressed. So especially in the summertime, if you can get outside, just take a walk around the block, start your morning a little differently, and it'll tend to pull you out of a funk.
Yeah, all very important things that are available to us, too. That's the beautiful thing about it. taking a walk, meditation. It's not like you, you know, you need to go to the store and buy it or something. We just need to make the commitment.
People want simple solutions, and these are the most simple solutions. Mm-hmm. This is more simple than a pill. You don't have to call a doctor. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to go. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You just get up and take a walk and see if that doesn't help. I know it sounds so simple, but like some of the things that really are here to help us. Like if you even think about the evolution of human beings, you know, like these are the tools we had before Western medicine. So if you go back to those very important tools that have been within us the whole time, that's your simple solution. I mean, that's your new drug.
There you go. I love that. So now okay, so let's talk a little bit. Is there anything that you want to make sure that our listeners know about your book or anything else? Because you've got this blog too that's just fascinating. It's like all kinds of topics and good information and resources. So is there anything else that that you'd like to share with our listeners first about your book before we move to your blog?
Oh, sure. I mean, honestly, I just want to share that my book is for everyone. I mean, people have given it to their 7-year-old kids to read. I've had grandmas come up to me at book signings and say it changed their life. I mean, it's for men. It's for everybody. Like, I'm always so surprised by who's reading it and who's enjoying it and who's learning from it. So, you know, there's definitely a part in there that resonates with you, whether you're, you know, on drugs or know somebody who is or know someone who's having a difficult time or anxious or stressed out. It's for everybody. So at least check it out. You can check out part of the first chapter for free on Kindle. Just see if it's for you, if anything resonates with you, because if the first chapter resonates with you, the rest of the book definitely will.
Yeah, there's just so much good information here. And here we are at our last and final break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. So stay with us as we continue our conversation with our guest, Tara Mackey.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Tara Mackey. So just before we move from your book, I just want to say, you know, at first when you said you wrote it in 3 months, I thought, what, my goodness, I mean, that's a big project to do in such a short amount of time. But then as I look through your book, it feels like it just flowed very easily. It reads very naturally. And I just want to encourage our listeners to go out there and to see what this book is about, because there's a lot of good information. It's very easy reading. It's easy to understand. And the story, really, of your life pulls you in, because of all the things that you've been through. So that is a very good book with a lot of good information. And now let's talk about your blog, because that is that's where this all started, right? And you've got all kinds of topics on here, from beauty to health and fitness, happiness, skincare. And now for the ladies out there listening, there's some pretty good recommendations that you have on natural enhancements. So there's good news for us. You know, I mean, you're in L.A. I'm from L.A. We know how it is out there. You know, it's everybody's into the latest and greatest. Talk to us a little bit about what people can learn from your blog and just the context of it.
Absolutely. So I don't want people to get intimidated with my blog title, which is The Organic Life. To me, The Organic Life is living your most organic, true self. So that's why the topics vary for me. It's kind of whatever is resonating with me. I blog almost daily, so it's whatever is resonating with me that week, that day. If it's just something I find really interesting that I think people can learn from, that's great. For the LA ladies, there are Botox alternatives on there. Yes, there are. I try to cover topics that I think are really important. Yeah, that I end up bringing up to people and going, hey, are you sure you want to get Botox? Because I know actually three different ways that you can do the exact same thing that has been proven by science. So I keep it scientific, but very much like the book, it's an easy read. I actually used to get in trouble when I was studying biology because I would write everything in layman's terms, and they'd be like, no, it needs to be more scientific. And I'm like, but I can say it and people can understand it. They were like, you got to learn how to write really boring and long. So I'm glad I didn't actually succumb to that, because I'm able to break down these very complex scientific ideas and studies in a way that people can understand, which I think is why people resonate with what I'm writing about so well, because it's everything that's in my head, but only in like two or three sentences rather than like 10 pages. So so that's what I normally do on the blog, is I just break down these really interesting things that really can help people, topics on health and happiness, wellness, fitness, and food, and then feminine health. So, you know, we have alternatives to things like Botox and birth control that people don't really know about. So I write about topics like that. So it covers everything. And if I get enough questions about something, I always do my research and I will try to write about it. So there's a contact button there. You can email me about anything. If I haven't written about it already, I'm happy to look into it.
Well, so you talk about what people can do for themselves, but then there's also things like toxic products and stuff that that we use along with, of course, toxic people that sometimes we have around us. So you want to talk about some of the cleanses and changing of products that people might consider?
Yes, absolutely. So one of my big passions is actually, so I never really used to use beauty products before Green Beauty came into my life, what they call green or organic beauty, which is pretty much exclusively what I use right now, because it used to irritate my skin. So there are definitely some ingredients lurking in the back of many of our everyday beauty products that nobody thinks twice about, like sulfates, parabens, that have been found in tumors, that have been found to really disrupt your endocrine system, your adrenals, I mean, you name it. So I kind of do swap outs on my blog, or I'll just do full makeup looks where every single thing is totally organic. And I recommend everything from, you know, the healthiest toothpaste to the most eco-friendly clothing. Like, I try to cover all the, because that's the life. So if you come to my house, everything's organic and all of my clothes are mostly ethically made, unless they're from before I made this transition in my life. And everything, I feel safe, like having pregnant friends over and stuff, because nothing in my house is artificial. So, and it's not expensive. I mean, I feel like it's more expensive, you know, I've seen a lot of people, you know, have to pay for chemo and things like that are way more expensive than $15 organic deodorant that you can use for the whole entire year. So I try to help people make the really easy and simple changes. I also find the lowest price for everything. So to Amazon, where it's like half as cheap as it is everywhere else. So that's, I think, a huge part of the reason people like my blog too, because I'm not money hungry. I just want you to find the best choices. That's the only reason that I do it. So,
I love that because, you know, as soon as, because that's the first thing I think people think of when they think organic is, oh, expensive, you know, so how can we do that? How can we afford that?
Well, I try to explain to people, when I first started this journey, I was on food stamps. Like, so if this was expensive, I would not have been able to do it. It's really not as expensive as I think the mainstream media, like, wants you to believe. And you don't have to do it all at once. Like, I tell people, try to live by the 80-20 rule if you can when you first start, so that most of what you're doing is organic, or you're slowly making switches, or when you run out of a foundation, instead of buying the drugstore kind, you buy, you know, this better kind that has more natural ingredients in it. You don't have to do everything right away. So I'm not asking thing in your house. I'm just saying make more mindful purchases in the future. And the more you do that, once again, the better you'll feel. So once people start doing it, it's kind of hard to stop, I think.
So Tara, going back to your book real quick, as we get ready to close the show, I can't believe that how fast this hour has gone by already. I really enjoyed kind of on the topic of the green beauty in chapter 9, I really enjoyed that chapter because I learned a lot from just the different aspects. You talked about rituals, you talked about baths, you talked about clays, different clays, about eating clay. And I'm sure you pretty much combined that on your blog as well. I found the coffee reference to the skin's worst enemy being very interesting in when I was reading the book, because I just went off coffee about 3 months ago and switched to tea. So I enjoyed that. And then I enjoyed – Yeah, and my skin is doing much, much better, believe it or not. But
yes,
I also found chapter 10 very inspiring because it talked about the teacher appears, and you talked about embracing the bugs. And I'm a big nature guy, and embracing the bugs, a lot of people are like, what? How can that help you? How can that heal you? But talk real quick before we close the show about nature being our greatest teacher and how nature can really put us on a path of healing.
Nature has so much to teach us, and I feel like becoming friends with the bugs and gardening. I love to garden every morning because it really actually brings you down to earth. Like, I feel like your problems disappear when you watch a whole ant colony bring back a beetle. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, like,
true.
So much little stuff going on, you know? Like, these guys are just stoked on this, but they're also going to have to figure out how to do it. So, like, what are my problems, you know? So those are things I really try to focus on. I feel like bringing yourself back to nature always puts everything in perspective, whether you're staring at the moon and realizing how small you are, or staring at an ant and realizing how big you are. There's so many little lessons that you won't learn unless you just do it. Like, I can't tell you what you're going to learn in nature, but you're going to learn something. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn how to step over a rock. You're going to learn how to, you know, avoid a snake. You're going to learn something. You're going to learn what is that flower smells like. If you take the time, and I feel like that's so important because that's where we came from. So when we return there, it feels natural and it feels good and it feels like we're supposed to be there. So that nature as teacher is, I think, the greatest teacher that there is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And just as we get ready to close the show here, Tara, one more time, where people, website, your blog, best place to get the great read, Cured by Nature?
Sure. My blog is theorganiclifeblog.com, and you can get the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kindle, and Walmart.com.
Very cool. And just kind of a rapid response question, who inspires you, Tara?
Oh, that's a really, really, really great question. I'm actually really inspired by faith right now, like just the act of meditating and figuring out what goes on when that happens and letting that go on. So my faith inspires me right now.
Your faith inspires you. Awesome. And what are you currently reading? What's on your bedside table besides
right
Cured
now,
by Nature?
I am reading Transformations of Myth Through Time by Joseph Campbell.
Oh, very interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
and,
he's awesome. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love a lot of Joseph Campbell. And are you working on any new materials, any new books or any events coming up where people can actually engage with you and get to see you live in person or get a free get a book signed
absolutely.
By you?
Absolutely. Totally. So I actually have a retreat going on in November to Huahine in Tahiti. It's a very, very affordable retreat. You can check that out on the blog, or if you just Google my name and retreat. And I'm working on my second and third book right now. So I'm editing my second and working on my third.
Oh, wow. So you're busy. And Tahiti, boy. Kim, should we head down to Tahiti and do a live show of Inspired Living Radio at this retreat down in Tahiti? Does that sound like a plan?
Oh, I think so, Mark. Just a good thought there.
Yes. Would love to see you guys there.
Yeah, I'd love. Well, Tahiti's on my bucket list, so we'll start manifesting it now. You never know. Life is short, right? So live
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
So,
yep.
But Tara, thank you so much for being on the show today. Really loved your book. Again,
thank
if you want to
you.
Check out Tara Mackey's work, Cured by Nature, best-selling book, can be found at all the locations that Tara was just talking about. I recommend it. Read it. Get healed, get cured by nature, and connect to our greatest teacher, which is nature. So, again, want to thank you, Tara, for being on Inspired Living Radio. Next week, we'll be back with another very special guest. We're going to be having all sorts of cool guests coming up, guys. So you want to stick around for that. We're going to have our 100th show coming up in August, so almost 2 years of doing Inspired Living Radio. And we'll do open phone lines, have lots of fun. So come join us over on Facebook or at Inspired Living Radio and being one of our Inspired listeners. Until next week, kind, caring, be compassionate. Namaste.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Have a great day.